Amazon versus Disney, Clash of the Corporate Titans.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith, in for David Brancaccio. Amazon has taken on a new opponent, Captain America. Try to pre-order a DVD or Blu-ray of Captain America, The Winter Soldier, and you'll come up empty. The movie is the latest casualty in a pricing dispute between Amazon and Disney. Marketplace's Dan Weissman joins me now. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Stacey.
So what's going on here? Why is Amazon going to war with Disney?
Well, it's more of a limited skirmish at this point. You can pre-order Captain America. I mean, it is. You can pre-order the movie through Amazon's Instant Video service or other Disney titles like Maleficent and Muppets Most Wanted show up in search, but they're not available for pre-order. However, Amazon's separate ongoing war with book publisher Hachette got more intense over the weekend. You know, for months, Amazon's been declining pre-orders on Hachette books, raising prices, withholding fast shipping. So, you know, a group of 900 authors took out a two-page ad in Sunday New York Times asking Amazon to cut it out. And, you know, Amazon also recently had a quick spat with Warner Brothers. So for a few weeks, the Lego movie and other Warner titles were not available for pre-order while the two companies worked out a contract.
So what's going on here? Why is Amazon being so aggressive?
I cannot say why anybody would take on Captain America. But, you know, keep in mind that Amazon's under a lot of pressure from the stock market to make money. When the company announced quarterly earnings in late July, the news was, we lost money and we're probably going to lose more money in the next quarter. And the stock market was not happy about that. Amazon stock is down significantly since the beginning of the year. And there's another online retailer that's getting a lot of attention. The Chinese company Alibaba is preparing an IPO that some people are saying could be the biggest tech IPO ever.
Marketplace's very own Dan Weissman. Dan, thank you.
Thanks, Stacey.
Brussels is home to the European Parliament and lots of lobbyists from the U.S. tech industry. They've descended on Brussels today to advocate against new online privacy legislation. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Walk down the street near Parliament in Brussels and you'll see office blocks that are home to lobbyists representing the likes of Facebook, Google, and other tech companies. They're part of an explosion of tech lobbying in the European capital this year.
It's gotten a bit out of hand, very, very emotional.
Jean-Marc Leclerc is director of digital policy for a trade group called Digital Europe. Among its members, Apple and Microsoft.
Thousands of amendments, night votes. It really went crazy.
Why was it so crazy? The EU is considering an online privacy bill that would give consumers the right to have personal data erased, and there would also be new limits on online profiling. The tech lobby says the legislation would hurt commerce and innovation on the web, and would also create mandatory data reporting requirements that would be a burden for businesses. But all this tech lobbying leaves privacy advocates in Brussels feeling outgunned.
I think it's the second biggest center of lobbying in the world outside Washington, D.C.
Joe McNamee is executive director of the European Digital Rights Group. He says members of the European Parliament don't quite know what to make of the U.S. tech lobby muscle.
But it was quite new in the European context. And policymakers in the European Parliament were taken by surprise.
But some members of Parliament say they understand that U.S. tech companies have to lobby here because they have a lot at stake.
Well, I think it's inevitable that business will lobby.
That's Claude Moraes, a member of the European Parliament representing London. He says, bring it on. We can handle it. But he does draw a line. Moraes says some of the 4,000 amendments to the privacy legislation were taken word for word from lobbyists.
And there was certainly accusations of amendments being cut and pasted, and I think that's where the line is crossed.
Moraes can expect even more lobbying this fall when members of the European Parliament return from their summer break. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
We had the supermoon this weekend. Don't know if you caught that. And right now, the Perseid meteor shower is going on. The spectacle of shooting stars has long brought a sense of wonder to those who stay up and watch it. It's also brought cash, sort of. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour explains.
When the Chelyabinsk meteor exploded over western Russia last year, it cost about $33 million in damage. Technically, it's worth more than the damage it costs. Fragments are sold online for $30 a gram. But as a whole, meteors are actually infinitely more valuable than that.
Much of the rare earth metals and platinum group elements on the Earth's surface are, in fact, due to impacts.
Donald Yeomans manages NASA's Near-Earth Object Program office. Earth's original precious metals, including gold and platinum, are locked up in the Earth's core, where they sank when the Earth was formed. The only reason we have any is meteorites. But it's possible meteorites are even more valuable than that.
Some of them can have quite a lot of organic material in them, including amino acids and nucleic acids.
Connell Alexander is a cosmochemist at the Carnegie Institution for Science.
Some people say, could it have kick-started life?
It's just a theory. If true, though, it would make meteorites truly priceless. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
And finally, it's Shark Week. The legendary week of terrifying television kicks off tonight on the Discovery Channel. Last year, it lured in more than 50 million viewers and tens of millions of ad dollars. Not to mention, the beaches should be a little less crowded this week. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.